Some say Supermom is just a figure, but we believe she's real, and that's why we're here on the Crunchy Supermom Show talking about ways to make your vision of your Supermom self a reality, one small step at a time. Hi, I'm Sarah, a nerdy homeschooling mama of three girls, a devoted military spouse, a follower of Jesus, and a no-nonsense, natural-minded supermom.
Hey, Supermoms, it's Sarah here. It's been a while. My husband was deployed there for a bit, so I took a little bit of a break from the podcast, but I'm super excited about season three. I have a lot of new things lined up, including a bunch of guest interviews and chats, and I really don't want to call them interviews. They're more like conversations, and I think you're going to love them. Some of the people that are coming to share with you are experts in the field of wellness. Some of them are just amazing moms with incredible stories to share, and others are just really cool people that are going to help me chat about some of the deep questions that you all have asked me over the years. And by the way, Crunchy Supermom is celebrating its fifth anniversary, or I guess I could call it birthday, because I feel like Crunchy Supermom is one of my babies. So Crunchy Supermom is celebrating its fifth year this spring here in 2019. So I'm pretty proud of that. And we have grown so much, and there have been a lot of bumps along the way. But you know what? Without bumps, I don't think it would really reflect what true motherhood is all about, right? So, and speaking of that, if you're new to the show, new to Crunchy Supermom, I thought the best way to kick season three off is to kind of tell you a bit about me. So I thought it would be, a good time to kind of tell a little bit about myself and kind of how Crunchy Supermom got started. And for those of you that are ready to just skip this episode and maybe never come back, let me just tell you that I think that you'll find it valuable to understand, you know, what a Crunchy Supermom is and why I am so boldly out there proclaiming that I'm a supermom and all the moms that I work with are also supermoms. In fact, if you're listening to this, even if we've never met or chatted before, you're a supermom and I want to tell you why. So, you know, I never felt like I was failing at motherhood until my third pregnancy was followed by a debilitating chronic illness. And all of that in the same year that my husband was spending his career traveling, basically leaving me to solo parent all three of our kids. And did I mention that we homeschool? So all I could do with this chronic illness was just lie in bed, and I would watch the room spinning. And I was just dreading the moment that one of those little tiny cute voices would call out to me, because I just couldn't even get up. Even if I tried, I mean, my house was falling to pieces, and I just really thought, and everyone kept telling me that, you know, this illness would just end any day now. So I tried to make the best of it. And really that just meant that I accepted my struggle as my reality, something I couldn't change. But you know, around 5 months into that, and you guys, this was 5 months of chronic vomiting, extreme dizziness like you've never felt before. And just, oh man, the worst vision. And again, I had a baby, a 5, almost 6-month-old baby, and I just couldn't function. So, you know, 5 months into that, I finally saw a fork in the road. I could continue barely surviving and enduring tremendous guilt over all the moments I was missing, or I could do something. And everything changed the day that I chose to do something. I was declared recovered by all my doctors, because I could stand up and I could move around. I could see straight enough that I could leave the house, but not quite well enough to drive. So, you know, that sounds pretty recovered, right? One day, this woman, she wasn't a mom yet, came by my house to pick up produce, because I was running kind of a community co-op type thing, just, you know, a buying club. And she said, "How do you do it all with this condition that you have?" And then, you know, same day, this community co-op, another mom said, "You know, God's just trying to get your attention, and I think you need to listen." And it was funny because she was right. All the years I'd been listening and I've been serving moms in my community, and I would get asked all the time, how do you do it all, and will you show me how? And I did sometimes, you know, I would show them how to do it. And it would take a lot of time to help one mom do some of the things that I did, even before I was sick. So I just wondered, okay, so if I'm not listening to God, like, what am I missing this time? You know, but instead I just started to think, you know, I can't answer that question. I don't know what I'm missing. I don't know, because obviously I can't just pick up the phone and be like, hey, God, what did I do wrong? Sorry. Can we just move on? Couldn't do that, right? So instead, I just felt really cheated and angry, you know, being a helpful person and being a giver in my community and in my home. And pretty much just, I'm not saying I'm the best person in the world or anything, but I just felt like I had a pretty decent heart and a pretty good sense of, you know, love thy neighbor. But, you know, instead, I just kind of felt angry. And I took, you know, you'd call it pen to paper, but really I started a blog and I set it out there just for all these moms to see, you know, this is what it takes for me to do it all. And I addressed it to them, these moms, the wannabe super moms. And I literally addressed it to, so you want to be a super mom? Because again, remember, I'm angry at this point. I'm just like, all these people come to me, they get help from me, and yet I'm seriously suffering. I'm struggling. I mean, I'm keeping a positive outlook on it, but I still was really, really sick. And I think it started to wear on me. But, you know, I wrote that blog kind of in, not kind of, I was totally in an angry place. And I'll admit, my heart was not right when I started it, when I started the blog, when I shared all of that night. But what came next was all part of God's plan. The responses were just, oh, it still stings my eyes to even say this. The brokenhearted women were just saying they too were struggling. Society was shunning them for their greedy ambitions to do it all, despite their condition. And even some of them, they didn't have illnesses. They were just striving for more, striving for not perfection per se, but what everybody else thought was perfection. And they were saying, thank you for sharing. Thank you for giving me permission to strive for something more. To not just give myself grace and let my house be a mess, because that's not what I want in life. And at that moment, I was like, okay, all right, God, now I'm listening. And he sent that mom back, the one that said, you know, God's trying to get you to listen. And she read me two verses and she was praying over me. And you guys, I'm not one to memorize Bible verses. I just can't. I try. I know you should hide them in your heart, so that you may not sin, like all that good stuff. I am just not good at that. And I can memorize algebra and geometry, tables and functions until the cows come home, but something about Bible verses don't stick with me, but these stuck with me. One was Isaiah 66:9. I will not cause pain without something new to be born, says the Lord. And I'm totally taking this out of context, so please understand, I am not in any way a spiritual leader or anything like that, so don't. Don't do as I do. But just, yeah. So this other verse was John 10:10. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. And there it was, the reason for my struggle. Romans 5:3-5. More than that, we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character. And character produces hope, and hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who's been given to us. Seeing what one mom can do in spite of her struggles, that spreads hope. You'll always hear me say, if I can do this, you can do this, because it's true. And on top of my experience and struggles as a mom, I have some other street cred too, right? But I just want you to know that struggling has that purpose. Suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who's been given to us. You know, in addition to that, my street cred, I founded the Crunchy Supermom. I have the Supermom Academy. I've been a natural-minded mom for 11 years, if you count that first year of pregnancy, and I'm a Marine Corps wife of 10 years, and like I said, I homeschool my three girls, and they are 10, 8, and 5. I have a professional experience in a bunch of fields. You know, I've worked as a doula, a breastfeeding educator, a nutrition counselor. I've worked in corporate, as a project manager and a psychology instructor, and I've been in residential treatment facilities as basically for at-risk youth. I worked as a treatment facilitator for them. And all that means is I can give you practical advice and I can help you get results. So if you're a busy mom who's seeking to be productive and present just for personal satisfaction and to someday reach those big 5, 10, 15 year goals, then this is the show for you.